It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
From time to time, we look at lists that say what features in your home are hot and what are not. So what are on the top of buyers' lists for 2016?
This is, to me, is kind of silly. Not silly, but surprising. Walk-in closets in the master bedroom.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty typical.
I mean, I just assume
everybody
most has yeah.
That. Yeah.
But I guess that's not the case. Mm-hmm. I know older homes don't have it, but all
that's
the new
right.
homes for the most part have walk-in closets. But that seems to be ranked number one.
Okay.
Laundry rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Great rooms. So to get away from that separate living room, dining room, where it's more of a kitchen, family room.
Living room, dining room.
Right.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which, you know, nobody ever goes in the family room. It seems so impersonal. I mean, not the family room, the living room.
The great room, yeah.
Right. That's where, you know, the living room is where you put your nice furniture and nobody's allowed in there.
It's a walkthrough.
Right, exactly. Low emissivity windows, Energy Star rated appliances.
Sure.
Programmable thermostats, 9-foot plus first floor ceilings, central islands in the kitchen, mm-hmm. granite countertops, and Energy Star rated windows.
Okay, well, my house, as I was telling you before we went on air, my house has all these things. So I'm going
to... moving to your house.
I was going to say, I'm going to sell my house before this stuff goes out of favor.
Exactly.
What's not popular anymore?
Cork flooring in the living room areas of the main level,
mm-hmm.
pet washing stations.
Now, I didn't even know they were popular.
I call it the
bathtub.
Yeah, exactly. For us, it was always a hose in the backyard.
Hose in the backyard, right.
Laminate countertops in the kitchen. I didn't even know they still did that.
Yeah.
Outdoor kitchens, outdoor fireplaces.
Well, I know someone who just put a refrigerator in outside.
I know. I just put a sink out on my... patio area. I guess that's not hip anymore.
No, I guess not.
Two-story family rooms, two-story foyers, and media rooms.
Okay. Media rooms, that used to be very, very hot, right?
Yeah, exactly. So these are the least likely things you're going to see in the new homes.
Now, there was a show out in Las Vegas where they are unveiling kind of the new home ideas, and I'm reading here that they're building more homes that include space for roommates.
Yeah, they've got the roommate in mind, a 5,200 square foot house tied into a non-traditional living arrangement for extended families or roommates. So basically the idea is there's a need for, you know, mother-in-laws,
okay.
children coming back to the homes,
mm-hmm.
you know, straight out strange people to be, you know, roommates,
mm-hmm.
where you can buy the house and rent maybe part of it out to help offset the cost. Basically, the goal of this is really to accommodate two families comfortably.
Okay.
So that seems to be a trend that we're going to see more of.
Well, I know that a lot of kids in their 20s do what is called couch surfing, right?
So
they'll go from friend to friend and sleep on their couch, basically, because they're either broke or they're waiting for something else to happen. So I think this is maybe a continuation of this couch surfing trend. So you have friends, they're going to come over to your house. You got a place for them that's not in your stuff, you know?
Right. Or a separate wing to the house or maybe even a separate building.
That sounds good.
So it's an interesting concept.
Yeah. You know, looking at the future now, I understand that the National Association of Realtors has come out with a report or a forecast looking for a moderate expansion in commercial real estate, I guess, prices in 2016. What's that all about?
Yeah, you know, what they're seeing, you know, despite what's going on globally and domestic hurdles that we've had just recent in the global growth, steady job gains and stable leasing demands will keep the commercial real estate steady and active and expanding for 2016.
So what about prices? Does it say anything about that?
Property values and price gains are expected to flatten, you know, them to flatten after surpassing the 2007 peaks in some of the major markets, but investors will still see the benefit of strong income flows generated from new and existing leases.
All right. So in general, on average, if you're going to be buying into commercial office space, probably a lot of the appreciation, at least for the time being, is over, but there's good cash flow there. So that can earn a good cash-on-cash return while you're waiting, you know, for future price appreciation.
Yeah, and basically they're saying, you know, vacancies are expected to continue to decline slightly throughout 2016 on all different property types.
I wonder if you're seeing this, changing the subject here. There's a new marketing tactic trend that admitting that the listing is ugly. Anybody doing that in your neighborhood?
I haven't seen it, but boy, I've wanted to say it because there's nothing like trying to say something nice about an ugly duckling. I mean, these are pretty bold things that they're saying. Some advertising, you know, stuff like descriptions of dirty, worst house in the neighborhood. And I understand why they're doing it because people love eye-catching headlines.
Yeah.
Or flippers fantasy, but must be cash.
Yeah.
Or this is truly the worst home in the best neighborhood.
Yeah. So you're getting some kind of a deal based on some kind of value proposition.
Exactly. And there's a strong market for this, Steve. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll give you an example. I just showed an ugly duckling house and a really, really super nice house. And my buyers want the ugly duckling house because in their minds, they appreciate what the people had done to the, you know, beautiful home, but it wasn't what they want.
Yeah. It's that other person's stuff or
exactly.
ideas. They want to go in with a clean slate and create their own thing.
Exactly. But in order to do that, you also have to have the cash to mm-hmm. make all of those additional home
improvements. The cash and the time.
And the time and desire.
And the desire and the design sense and all of that kind of stuff, which some of us have, definitely not including myself in the design sense aspect of things. But nevertheless, you know, it can be fun for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you get a better price? I mean, if it is the ugliest house in the neighborhood?
You know, when all is said and done, I'm going to say no to that.
Why?
Because by the time you put all the money into it, a lot of times you're at, well, the example I just gave you, the ugly house versus the pretty house, mm-hmm. they figured it's going to cost them $65,000 to make it the way that they want it.
Yeah.
And they can buy that same other house mm-hmm. already done for $65,000 more.
Yeah. So it's a question of whether it's in move-in condition or not. And it's just really a matter
Absolutely.
Of, it's not dollars, it's personal preference.
Absolutely.
Right, cool. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, and can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.